Committee on Business and Labor to order. And good morning, everyone. And we're just going to start off with introductions. Representative Witt is fortunate enough to go to watch President Obama be inaugurated, and he has a safe trip back home. And we'll go with ladies first. Representative Thatcher, just want to introduce yourself.
And I wasn't invited, dang.
Well, yes, you were.
I was.
All Americans are invited to that great day.
Well, shoot. Missed it. Anyway, I'm Representative Thatcher. I'm from Kaiser. I represent Kaiser, St. Paul, and Newburgh, and I'm happy to be on this committee that actually has something to do with my life because I am a small business owner. So,
I'm Representative Matthews, Greg Matthews out of Gresham, House District 50. Very excited about this assignment. My wife and I own a daycare in Gresham with 21 employees. Also, I'm the president of Gresham Firefighters Local 1062.
Chris Edwards, State Representative, West Eugene, Junction City.
Kevin Cameron, State Representative, House District 19, right here in South Salem, Almsville Turner. Also a small business owner, and those of you that have coffee, thank you for your business downstairs.
Bill, you want to go ahead? Yeah.
Bill Cantermer.
Representative Cantermer, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My pleasure. Bill Cantermer, State Rep, Canby, Oregon City area, and in previous life, I spent 5 sessions on the Senate Business Committee.
Paul Holvey, District 8, Eugene, Vanita, Crow, Lorraine, and Notai. And have also been a small business owner and also work for a labor organization. So got a little bit of business and labor.
Sal Esquire, Representative, District 6, Medford. Been a business for myself since 1982. Have always basically worked for myself and enjoy this committee. I've been on this committee now. This is my third time on this committee.
Brent Barton. I represent East Clackamas County, which is House District 51.
Teresa Van Winkle, Committee Administrator. Yes, while I have the attention of the committee, I also introduce other committee staff. Tamsin Jameson is our committee assistant for the full committee, and I also want to introduce the staff for the subcommittee on workforce development. Kevin Christensen is the administrator, and as bills come out from the subcommittee, the full committee, he will be sitting here at the dais to help with answering questions, and then Keith Bassett is the committee assistant.
Great. I'm State Representative Mike Schaffler, House District 48, Happy Valley, Outer Southeast Portland. I've had the privilege of being in the labor union and being a small business owner myself. My wife's a dentist and employs 7 women at her practice. And, you know, a couple things I want to say here before I talk about the committee. We have a liquid natural gas project that could go in, start tomorrow, a pipeline going all the way to Maupin, thousands of jobs. We have the Western Oregon Plan Review relating to timber on Bureau of Land Management land. If that plan, which has been in process for 5 years, 10 state agency, and the governor's staff have been attending these meetings, 3,800 jobs out in the forest are at risk if this plan does not go through. 1,200 new jobs could go in if it is approved. 5,000 jobs. We have water bill here today, a draft that could create thousands of jobs in Eastern Oregon and help those working families out there in hinterland provide services. In this economic climate, when people tell me in this building that they're against these projects, to be quite frank, they are not serious about economic recovery, they're not serious about working families having a job so they can provide for themselves, and they're not serious about generating the revenue that we need desperately to provide services to educate, medicate, and incarcerate people here in the state of Oregon. That's my humble opinion. I thought I'd share it with you. This committee here, obviously business and labor, it is a symbiotic relationship. My goal here is to create policy that attracts and retains investment here in the state of Oregon, creates jobs, gives people that same opportunity I talked about, and generates the revenue to provide the services I just talked about. This is my 4th term, my 2nd term being the chair on this committee, and I look forward to serving with every single one of you. The process in this committee is we're going to have some things that people don't like. If you don't like it, I suggest you approach these nice people up here and persuade them that you don't like it or do like it. That's how it works. If we have the votes on this committee, we're going to pass it out. If we don't, we're not. We're not going to have a work session. I also encourage, the best way to fail in this room is to treat somebody with disrespect in this building, especially the staff. You want to beat me up over my politics, that's fine. You know where to find me. But in this building, we treat everyone with respect, and I can promise you, if you want to make an enemy out of me, just go ahead and treat somebody with disrespect, because that's the way it's going to be. But I'm confident none of that's going to happen. So with that, we are going to open up a work session to adopt the rules.
Lost my train of thought.
Mr. Chair. Representative Barton.
I move to adopt the proposed committee rules.
Great. Is there any discussion on the rules?
Mr. Chair, if you mind, just a little bit of expressing that the Speaker has, based on the rules that we adopted on the House floor, that amendments need to be heard or LC drafts have to be introduced in a committee to file a minority report. And the Speaker's made it clear that it's his intention that chairs will allow us to introduce those, and I just want to make sure that it's your intention to make sure you're going to allow us members, especially in the minority, to introduce those LC drafts as amendments and hear them whenever possible.
That is most definitely what's going to happen, Representative.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other further discussion about the rules? All right. Do we need a roll call?
It's your chair, Mr. Chair.
Well, is there any opposition to the rules? Seeing no opposition, the rules are adopted. I'll close the work session as well. Now, we have some committee introduction of committee measures. I'm just going to open a work session for accept LC drafts as a bill. Bills, Representative Cameron.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, I move that LC 1293, dated January 15th, 2009, and LC 1553, dated December 17th of 2008, be introduced as committee bills.
Thank you, Representative. Folks, this is especially for the new people. This is not a hearing. You're voting to adopt these as bills is not any way, shape, or form reflect a commitment on you to vote yes or no on these. All we're doing is making a bill. So is there any opposition to doing this?
No.
Are there any questions or conversation about any of this stuff? All right. I'm just going to say they are adopted. Thank you very much. Is there any further comment or questions about the committee today? Because I believe our business is finished.
Mr. Chair.
Representative.
If we would have spoke against the water resources bill, we would have been listed as somebody who doesn't care about economic development. So I'm sure you got everybody silent.
That was my intention, Representative, is certainly not to silence anyone. It was strictly to express my opinion, and I'm confident there are possibly differing opinions in the building. But I don't think you're one of them.
Not on those issues.
All right. All right. Any other?
Mr. Chair.
Oh. Representative Holby, Representative
Mr. Chair, along those lines, though, I mean, somebody may, you know, have a different opinion, and I don't think I would say that they weren't serious about economics in this state. So,
Representative, my intention was certainly not to put words in your mouth. I know better. I was simply voicing my opinion. Representative Esquivel.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I think it's very refreshing to hear your opinion. About time that this state deals with reality when it comes to jobs, when it comes to economic development, and it's about time that people in this building decide to, instead of just talking the talk, they need to walk the walk. And now it's the time to do so when you have 160,000 people in this state unemployed. We have to put our differences behind it. We have to go forward and make this so it's not only palatable to both sides of the aisle of the particular issues, and I'm glad to see that Democrats and Republicans in this committee are united with the fact that we do need to have a good economy and a great workforce in this state, which we have the potential, but as long as we let the tail wag the dog and let the minority speak out and stop us, and shame on us.
Any further comments, discussions, questions, concerns? Teresa, please.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to point out to those of you, I think most of you, this is your first committee hearing for this session. You see the little illuminating blue sign over there. That actually is tied into our new recording system. So when that light is on, that indicates that the microphones are on. So generally, that's a good way of seeing whether the mics are on, particularly if we're at ease or for recess during the course of the hearing.
I would add as a point of caution, just because that light isn't on doesn't necessarily mean these are off.
That is correct. So in doubt, ask any of the
When in doubt,
staff.
Just keep your mouth closed. I'll try and follow my own advice, which I miserably fail at daily around here. So any other comments for the good of the order? With that, we're adjourned.